What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
All right, Rube, let's talk about what today's like. So you've been through this. I'm going to ask just a series of questions. Let's start with this. Do you go to sleep last night after making a trade more comfortable?
Less comfortable, believe it or not.
Less, why?
I mean, you're happy that you got something done, but there's also more to do. And did you guys happen to see Dave Dombrowski? Have you ever seen him look so tired? I mean, listen,
you're
man,
right.
I will tell you, and he's always well put together, but man, these last few days, you do not sleep. Do not sleep. It takes a serious toll on you.
I noticed a sprig of hair out of place on Dombrowski.
That rarely happens.
Unusual.
Because you're still pounding at it, you're still grinding away, and you know there's more to do, and they feel like that, and they know it. And I love the fact that they are going all in because, you know, everybody was waiting around to see, you know, were they really all in? Do they really think they're good enough? Do they? Well, guess what? They're all in. When you make a move like this, they're in. Chips in. And I love that. That's sort of how I, you know,
sure,
ruled my tenure. But I think it's really important for them to try to add today as well.
Sure.
They're trying.
Let's talk about today from a GM standpoint. You live this many times. So at what time do the best – let me put it this way. How much do the offers get increased today? I want player X. Yesterday I was willing to offer A and B. Is today when you're like, all right, A, B, and C? What time do you put that on the table?
Yeah, there's so much that has to go on nowadays to finalize them as far as the medical stuff, medical side is concerned. When you're talking about, you know, getting and moving the information back and forth, that you want to try to make sure you get something done within a couple of hours or so. I think that the last minute deals get done probably right around 5 o'clock Eastern today. 5:15 Eastern is where, you know, teams decide, you know what, I'm going to get my best offer. I'm going to move a guy. The worst thing a team that is selling can do is not sell their player.
Yeah.
And so there's some pressure on them to sell their player at the end of the day, and they're really just fielding the best offers they can get.
Ben, from a player standpoint, do you ever have an exciting trade deadline where your team acquired someone and it pumped you guys up?
We
or your
acquired,
team's not good enough?
Yeah, no, we acquired a couple. I mean, my first 2 years in Seattle, we won 93 games each year and did not make the playoffs.
Wow. Ouch.
Yeah. But we did acquire a couple guys that were kind of meh. My first year in Chicago, we got Robbie Alomar, and I'm thinking, man, this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
of course.
Like,
yeah. This is
Robbie Alomar, best second baseman of all time, maybe.
Like,
one of them.
This is pretty cool. And, you know, then he got traded to us, and Robbie didn't want to play.
So it was like, he's I'm good.
It was like, he's out sitting on the couch for a few hours every night.
Oh,
but it was just one of those things, like okay, this is really going to make us better. But having that hope that your GM is going to go out and get somebody, that was something that, and you know, I understand where Kyle Schwarber is coming from. Like, I understand that. Like, it means a lot. Like, hey, we want to get over the top. We have one goal in this clubhouse. We have one goal.
Yeah.
And if we can get somebody or get two somebodies, that's going to make us all that much better.
Ruben, as a buyer, and you were a seller at the end. You traded Cole at the very end.
That was not nearly as fun.
Yeah. Yeah. As a buyer, is it more fun or nerve-wracking?
Oh, it's fun. It's actually equally both. I mean, it's really exhilarating to get something done. There's so many ups and downs. I mean, you're talking about ebbs and flows. Oh, my goodness. Because a deal that was dead, and Dombrowski talked about it. He thought this deal was dead a day ago or a day and a half ago with Duran. And it sort of revived itself.
Be fascinating to know what changed.
It happens all the time. You think that your deals are dead, and all of a sudden the guy will call you back and go, okay, we like your deal better.
Unbelievable.
It happens a lot, man. It's really weird.
Let's listen to Dombrowski. After the deal last night, Dombrowski addressed the media, and amongst other things, and this was right at the start, address why Duran, why this move. Here's what he said.
Made Duran the guy for you?
Well, I mean, we like quite a few closers or quite a few relievers. There weren't very many available when the start went on. Some of the other organizations decided to not make some moves, so we just thought he was the best guy out there, really, is what it came that was available to be acquired. A lot of clubs have been talking about if we were going to acquire their closer, that they were asking for Andrew Painter. We decided that we weren't going to trade Andrew in this trade. And so we felt this was a deal that we got a dominant closer for a tough price, two good players, but something that we think where we are makes sense.
He sure is a dominant closer. Here are the basic facts for you to know. 27-year-old, hard-throwing right-hander, throws 100 with frequency, has a bunch of different pitches, 2.01 ERA this year in 49 innings. So that's a big sample for a closer. Great ERA, 2.01. Career ERA over four seasons of 2.47. And the Phillies have him under team control, meaning he cannot be a free agent until after the 2027 season. That means you got him for three Octobers, 2.5 years. That is a great player to acquire. To the phones. Let's talk to Thomas in Broomall. Thomas, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, talk about the Phillies. You know, to lose to the White Sox by that much, you know, with time, I think Taiwan's going to the bullpen, and I think Painter's probably going to come up this week. I mean, I feel like that's going to happen, in my opinion. Would you say that?
I don't know if it's this week. I would think probably not, but I would think if they're going to want to get him up somewhat soon. I mean,
see what he is before the playoffs. Yeah,
I mean, because Taiwan couldn't hold a lead for 5 minutes. You know,
listen. Let me tell you something, Thomas. Taiwan deserves some credit for being better than we expected.
Taiwan has been a real departure from what I expected. Taiwan previous seasons, like I didn't know what we were going to get. Taiwan this year has given us like really serviceable innings.
They didn't lose because of him yesterday.
No, they didn't. Yeah.
No, it was Lazar. Holy cow! Yesterday, it felt like Lazar's in there giving up hit after hit after hit, and it ended up being seven in a row. But it did feel to me like Topper's, you know, hands were somewhat tied. You know, I don't know exactly what the message was.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Catch it! He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Coming down to him, but there were probably guys who were being considered.
Well, their bullpen
seals.
Their bullpen stinks.
Sort of
until you add all these guys.
There's a reason they traded prospects for the best closer in baseball.
Correct, and there's a reason they just gave David Robertson, you know, a pretty nice chunk of money for for 2 months.
Which, by the way, looks like a really. I mean, we'll see how it plays out, but with the prices in it looks like a really nice move getting Robertson.
Thomas, give me a great closing. Great closing to a movie.
Did anyone say Field of Dreams when Kevin Costner was having a catch with his dad?
That's a good answer.
That's a tearjerker.
Appropriate
for little sappy trade deadline day.
Field of Dreams. I like it.
Rhea coming in with the a little sappy. Love it.
All right, let's listen to more of Dombrowski, because one thing we wonder is what happens today. This is why we got Seltzer at the update desk here for McGurk's. We want that update desk to be active. And by the way, I mean, across baseball, it should be fascinating. Will the Phils make another move? Let's listen to what Dombrowski said yesterday.
Would you see yourself getting any kind of offensive upgrade before 6 p.m. tomorrow?
Well, we're not done. I mean, we're not done talking, and the deadline's not over. We'll just see what ends up happening. I really don't know. They're tough to acquire, too, right now. So we have to kind of see what happens tomorrow, really.
John, that was a little bit of a Freudian slip, right? Right, John? We're not done. We're not done talking, right, John? That meant something, right, John?
It was just so poorly covered up. I think he is excited about the fact that he's not done also. He's going to go out and make a deal for a big bat that's going to make our – think about our batting order. Think about the depth of this.
Well, I'm not going to –
add a guy
who – they got what, they got seven players? Come on, man. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lately has been Marsh and four.
Marsh has been good lately.
I know, but come on.
Marsh is batting fifth.
I'm not going to depth. I'm not going to depth with the lineup unless they have three guys.
We got to temper our expectation a little bit here. I don't think it's going to be a big bat. A big bat is not available. I think it's going to be a.
Juan is available, apparently.
Yeah, but not available unless Painter's involved.
I think you get him for Miller and Escobar.
I don't think there's any chance of getting him for Miller and Escobar.
Wow. I disagree.
It sounds like, Steve, you don't think Kwan is in
I think he's available. I just think that the asking price is going to be way too high, and should be. He's one of the best leadoff hitters in the game.
Does that mean, in your mind, we go to the next guy?
I think that's the next tier guy. There's some guys out there. There's some interesting names out there.
Who do you want, Ruben? Give us some of them.
Who do I want? I don't know who I want. I don't know who's really available because I'm not not out there making deals. And I don't pay that much attention to it other than waiting for them to make a move. But I do believe that there's guys that it will improve this team, but I think it's going to be more of a marginal type of a move, and and that's okay. You'd love to have the big bat, but I just don't think that there's 100 pence out there right
James,
now.
You expect more than marginal?
Yeah, I do. I expect to look. It might not be Stephen Kwan, but I think like Luis Robert makes a lot of sense, and I think the upside of that is more than marginal. He's been really good in July. Look, I know people don't love him. He is one season removed from hitting 38 home runs. In 2023, he hit 38 home runs.
Yeah, I'd call that a season and a half.
Okay, whatever. The point is he's not that far removed from hitting 38 home runs. He's not old. He's 27 years old. He's a elite defensive center fielder, and he has shown he's really good. And also, he'd be getting out of one of the worst situations in the sport. Like, Milwaukee just traded for Andrew Vaughn, who was horrible in Chicago. He's been a monster for them for 3.5 weeks or whatever it's been, like 3 weeks. So, like, I do think there is something to getting out of that situation, getting in a better spot.
So, Luis Robert may be the most likely guy they could acquire for the outfield just because of the availability and, the whole thing. Ben, we saw him the last three games. The good, the bad, the offense, the defense, what stood out to you?
I'm not a Luis Robert fan. I'm just not. There's too much swing and miss. He's way too inconsistent.
Did it bother you when Harper got that double? I mean, from a standpoint of acquiring Robert, when he just was kind of slow jogging over there to get that ball that Bryce took? Because that should have been a single. I think it was 3 days ago. I mean, that was kind of a – but he also made a great catch in center field that night.
Listen, the guy can be dynamic at times, but it's way too inconsistent. And, I don't see it on from an everyday standpoint.
Look, I don't love him either. He's not like my top choice, but I do think he would be an upgrade over what they have in center field, yeah, without a doubt. And I think that his ceiling is incredibly high.
So
you know, that's the difference. Yeah.
So for now, it's Duran. That's the player, of course, the Phil's got, and very, very likely the best player that they will acquire because he's one of the, you know, obviously better closers in baseball, to say the least. Now that we're talking so much about him, let's learn how to say his name. I remember when Eric Lindros was acquired. I think it was Tony. Was it Tony?
Yes,
Rhea?
It was Tony.
So, and I think it was the first question in the press conference,
yes.
I think it was Tony that was like, so Eric, is it Lindros or Lindros? So now that we want to try to get someone's name
and
right.
And by the way, for years, for the entire time, I phonetically spelled it in my updates. So I wouldn't
really?
Say Lindros.
So it wasn't natural for you to say Lindros?
No. It is now, but I mean, for like the first couple of years, I phonetically spelled
it out. I
definitely
said Lindros for the first few years.
Did you? In Delco, it was always, yeah, we got Eric Lindros. Yeah, this is awesome.
All right, let's listen to Duran saying how we should say his name. Good luck, by the way, with how he says it. Let's listen to what he said.
My name is Joan Duran. Joan Duran.
Joan Duran.
Why do I say Joan?
Duran. Duran. Joan Duran. Yeah. That's
Joan.
It. If you want to be,
you
if you want to speak in Spanish, Joan Duran.
All right, Rube, how do I say it with my American accent?
Es tan sencillo como
Joan Duran.
Rhea, good luck in the updates.
Yeah, no, I know. I've already struggled with it. But no, Rube, I'm serious. How do I say his name with my accent?
It's a soft J, so it's
Joanne.
Soft J, Joanne Duran.
Joanne Duran.
Joanne Duran. Joanne Duran. Joanne Duran. I mean, it flows.
Joanne
it does
Duran.
Flow. Yeah.
Joanne Duran.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.